Zhong, and this is Zhan Zhi, aka Steelfeet on the internet, and this is Husky. And the left hand is Yan Mingchen, he works in Fangzhou now. Basically, we three are working for ISS Taiwan. And I'm happy to have this opportunity to present my little research about what I did in about 1.5 years ago. I did a countrywide survey of web server security in Taiwan, and I did it again about 1.5 years ago, and I'm happy to have this chance to present a little comparison between these two surveys. And this is the outline of today's speech. I will tell you why I do this kind of research, basically because it's fun. And also the methodologies what I used in the survey, and little analysis and conclusions. What I do for this kind of survey is 1.5 years ago I was writing my master paper in network security, and I like to know the status of the internet security in my country, because 1.5 years ago there's some e-commerce sites, they are just rising, and on that time I just like to know the how secure is the web service, because so many people do transaction on the internet. If the platform is not secure, how can people expect that their privacy and their information they give the vendors on the internet? This information could be stolen by hackers or other criminals. So I just like to know how secure the web server is. And this time I did again to compare the status 1.5 years ago and 6 months ago. I'd like to know, is there significant improvement? Because for last year there are so many attacks, hacker events in on the internet, such as the DDoS to Yahoo and eBay, and also 3 months ago the cyber war between U.S. and mainland China. And this happens after the cyber war. There is some adversity of the president in Taiwan, and we are very worried about that the China strike Taiwan website because of political issues. So we did another survey on government website that I can give you some static numbers. Okay. Also, after my research, I proposed some remedies to government to ask them to set up the policies and the standard to the e-commerce site or any government agencies who want to attach to the internet. Also, this methodology may apply to other information warfare research. Okay, there are two different ways when we do the network security survey. The first is wait first. That means we survey a lot of for single service around the internet in Taiwan. And also there's state first. That means we want to know the details of security in one, such as companies or campus network. We want the detailed information and all to scan all the vulnerabilities inside the network. And there's two kind of methods when we do this kind of survey. We can just grab the banners and tell them you are running IIS server and you have this kind of vulnerabilities, just grabbing the banner. or you can use the security scanner such as NASA's or ISS scanners or CyberCop scanners to scan all the vulnerabilities on the server. So what I basically what I do is just banner grabbing for the countrywide server, and I sample about 500 servers for the some intrusive tests. Okay, here we go. Okay, this is the methodology I used about 1.5 years ago. I do some, this is the goal. We want to do some web security survey, and we have two kind of, there are two factors that affect the website security. One is that the administrator installed the vulnerable CGIs. So I did this kind of CGI surveys. And I also collect all the vulnerable CGI information and try to figure out that if the server contains this kind of vulnerable CGIs. And the other factor is that the server has some vulnerabilities such as buffer flows in IIS server. And also I collect all the banners and conclude the survival rate of the web server. But this is 1.5 years ago that I assume all the administrators didn't apply the proper patch of the and remedies of some of the security related issues. And I figure out that most administrators are not careless of the security. So what I did basically is to survey the administrator's behavior to see if they apply the proper patch of the web server or DGI. And I make my conclusion and suggestions. If there's any question, please stop me. To know how serious the problem is, we have to classify all the internet attacks. Basically, it's something like Unix command, read-write execution, the permissions, and the security information that the hacker can gather and know what the internal configuration of the web server is. This is security information leakage. Also, some servers has denial of service problems. They will acquire all the essential resource of the web server and cause the downgrade of the internet service or just stop them. And some people install some SOC server or proxy server that will relay the internet attack from the hacker, such as FingerD and proxy server, SOC 5 servers. They all have the same problem if you don't apply the access control list to them. And some security vulnerabilities cause the remote file access, includes a remote file read that the hacker will know the internal configuration of your server or other service. And remote file write is more serious because the attacker can simply just modify your configuration file and change the server to whatever he wants. Also, there's some remote command execution everybody knows the IS warm, 3 months ago. That is a sample of remote command execution that echoes the patterns to your homepage. This differs to different cryptography that will cause the attacker get the user shell or the get administrator shell. And the most serious one is that the attacker has already compromised the system and changed and plan the install the backdoor in the system that they can easily access the system in the future, or the administrator are so careless that execute the Trojan host such as back office or other subsystem, this kind of backdoor that the attacker can easily just get the full control of your system. Why I do this classification? Because I just want to build a quantitative model when we do a network assessment. This may be helpful if you want to do this kind of survey. Yes, please. Okay, there are many security information on the internet. What I do is basically collect all the security related information about web server in Security Focus or other mailing lists. Oh no, basically because ISS in Taiwan is not working so close to USA, ISS USA. Yeah. And I started 2 years ago, I'm not working in ISS yet. So what I do is basically grabbing all the information on the internet. Okay, this is a sample that we can know what the web server you are using. What I use is the head method that most of the IDS now will cause the alert of this IDS because head is not that common on the web browsing. And we can see the server is running Apache, and all the extensions were listed behind the web server. And this is an example that we can find out whether the CGI exists on the remote web server. We can just simply get the CGI by the HTTP 1.0 method. And if you got 200 OK, it means that the CGI do exist on the remote server. If you got a 404 not found, well, it means the CGI is not installed on the remote server. Also, you can get some extra information from the CGI, such as the server environment or etc. And this is the subject I have surveyed in this year. And I do some reverse lookup on the reverse lookup for the domain name, make sure that they are in .com, .edu, .net, .org, or these servers are all in Taiwan because I think I don't want to get into the international trouble. Yeah. And amazingly, I find that about 60% of the servers don't have the SQDN. Well, some people just say it's not a good idea to have a SQDN because you pose the more information to the attacker. But in some incident response point of view, it is more easily to know who the server belongs to, and you got the contact information to the remote site. And I randomly select the IPs in Taiwan network. And there's about 140,000 web servers in Taiwan 2 years ago. And I just randomly select some of them in this survey. Okay, it's probably because they don't have the reverse lookup, SQDN. Yeah. Because most of the education domains and government domain, education domains, they have built SQDN 2 years ago. And also the .NET. Yeah, and I guess most of the .com falls into the not verified part. And I choose these four CGIs because there are some time sequence. And first I begin the research, and I just like to know if there's some trend that as the time goes by, maybe the security information is more common to the administrators, and they know how to apply the proper patches to these CGIs or remove these CGIs. And after I complete this survey, I just figure out that this is not objective to select these four CGIs because they are not correlated, and comparing these CGIs are meaningless. I pick these four well-known vulnerabilities such as MSADC, CoBrowse, and CoBrowse 2. These three CGIs will cause the attacker to view the view and execution all the command or CGIs SP files or any kind of files on the remote site. And IIS Unicode is a remote buffer flow that will. Yeah, that will cause the attacker to execute any command on the remote site. And this is the web server survey from the netcraft.com. Probably many of you know this institute do the continuous survey for the servers on the web server on the internet. Then we see the most of the servers on the internet run the Apache server. And this is, but in, I think in most Asia countries, they are not running Apache, they are choosing iServer from Microsoft because it's cheaper and the hardware is cheaper too. Yeah. Yeah, because most managers in Taiwan or in Asia country, they just trust the Microsoft. And if you tell them why don't you run Linux FreeBSD with Apache server, they'll tell you that they never heard of that. They don't trust the vendor. Yeah, it's weird, but it's the truth. Yeah. Oh, what do you mean? Well, in some part of in mainland China, yes. In some of Asia country, probably. Yeah. And also because of the such as Solaris, the price is, I think, it's more, I think Microsoft is cheaper than Solaris, is it? Yeah. Okay, so this is the web server in Taiwan. About 50% of them is running NT or Windows 2000 with iServer, and about 25% of them is Apache server. Oh shit. Yeah. And this is the result of the sample that I do in this January. I didn't include the web server version in this information leakage. I just focused on the CoBrowse and the MSADC, this kind of vulnerability that will show the code or the files in remote server. And I have a complete list for this vulnerability in my paper, but it is written in Chinese, so I don't think you guys have the interest to read this read Chinese papers. And amazingly, about 60% of the IIS web server has a vulnerability. This is for the only web banner grabbing. Sorry, I'm a little nervous because I've never speak to so many people before. Yeah. Yeah, because all the information I gather that is IIS servers 4.0, 3.0, and 5.0, they all have the vulnerability that will get the remote root. Yeah. But you have to survey the patch behavior from the MTrader, because if you do just default install and didn't install any patch, they do have vulnerabilities. Yeah. In this survey, I didn't use them. I just grabbed the banner. Yeah. And this is for vulnerabilities. Basically, I don't think the Unicode is CGI problem. Okay. And this is the four CGIs I survey in this research. And I give the this vulnerability name and description in the slide, and also the public state. And I randomly choose the 500 server in the Taiwan web server, and find out and try to find out how many of them has a vulnerable CGI. And what I do basically is from the sample of all the servers I surveyed, and I randomly choose 500 of them. And and from these 500, I choose another 30 of them to see if the CGIs are really vulnerable, or some servers just can fake information that give you 200 OK even if they don't have these CGIs on the web server. And the you see the star here because some of the administrator didn't use the default install of the MSADC IS server. I think we find 11 of them are vulnerable to this kind of attack. But I think if we have enough information, or we try some other default path, the 11 servers, maybe 20 of them or 25 of them. We didn't have enough time to try all the possible folders on the remote site. As we can see, the 99 out of 120, that means 82.5% of the CGIs are vulnerable. So I think the administrator didn't pay enough attention on the security, because they didn't apply the proper patch of the remote server. And here's the conclusion. The most important is about 55% of the remote web server may grant the root access to the attacker. And I do some comparison between 2000 and 2001, and I didn't see a significant improvement of the security overview. And probably because of the environment change, when I do the research on year 2000, the Apache server and IIS server is about 1-to-1. 40% of the Apache server and 40% of the IIS server. And in this year, we can see that okay. In this in the survey in Y2K, information leakage about 45, and 2001 is about 33%. That will reveal your code to remote attacker. And as for the denial of service, about 25 in year 2000 and 34 in year 2001. As for the unauthorized remote access, including remote user share and remote file read and remote file write, is 34% in year 2000 and 33 in year 2001. And these data are very close and didn't see any significant difference between these 2 years. But for the administrator's privilege, that will pose the attacker can execute any command in administrator's privilege. In year 2000 is about 45%, and in 2001 it's about 55%. So I don't think the web server is more secure in Taiwan for 2 years. And I'm going to make my conclusion on the presentation about the web server. I think SQDN is important to internet infrastructure when we do some incident response. The percentage of the available SQDN is less than 40%. So I think there's a lot of room for improvement. As for the CGI surveys, I think many administrators just didn't pay enough attention on all the vulnerability information, that they didn't remove the vulnerable CGI or they didn't apply the proper patch to the CGI. About intruder behavior, I just want to know if they are too stupid or too lazy. Yeah. If they are too stupid, we can do some education to let them know your server has problem. There is problem in your server. Yeah, if they are too lazy, we can set up the standard or SOP that ask the company to set up the proper policy for their server security. Yeah, I find out that most of the administrators are not care about the internet security, and I think it's more important to let them know what the problem in their servers. So I propose to the government that we should set up the education course to the administrators.